going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dave Lennon did a good in-depth article on it. One of the quotes that I thought was outstanding here was Ryan Stanek, because you know Stanek has been everywhere. He's been with the Rays, with the Astros, teams that are notorious for great pitching. Stanek said this is as good as anywhere that he's ever been. Very fortunate that ownership in the front office here believes in having all the tools at the tool belt to help you be your best. Always beneficial to have all the tools, blah, 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 blah. The gist of it, BT, and we'll read it once, you could read the whole thing once Hoff prints it out here for you. The gist of it is that it's different for each guy. So Lennon even talks about, is it Hefner? Is it the lab? Is it this? Is it that? What the Mets are doing is identifying individuals that they believe that they can maximize and catering to each individual. The analytics, maybe it's certain rest, maybe it's a certain pitch. It's all of it. It's not just a pitching lab and a magical wand of the lab, but it's everything that goes into it. And I thought it was a fascinating look into it with Lennon. Now, they're not going to give away all their secrets there, but the fact that Stanek, a guy who's been around with Houston and Tampa, saying that the Mets are as good as it's been, to me, that is very telling. And you've seen, dude, Griffin Canning had an ERA over 5 last year. He was 6-13, and all of a sudden he's turned into a serviceable starter. So I thought a good look from Dave Lennon there in Newsday, getting a little bit more into detail.
I got a little something here for you. Ready? All right, so this is from the article here. Yep. So the Mets seem to have discovered a winning formula they've been able to consistently manufacture. And it's not just one ingredient. People like to point to the closely guarded secrets of the lab or the expanded analytics department or the tutelage of Coach Jeremy Hefner and his lieutenants. While what it hasn't required, surprisingly enough, is owner Steve Cohen writing big checks for pitchers anymore, blah, blah, blah. And then you get into the David Stearns, identifying people. See, it can't be just as, and there's a lot of layers here. I'm sure there's a common sense aspect. There's a biomechanics aspect. You know, and when Static talks about all the equipment, it's not as simple as, well, the Mets just have better equipment than everybody else, because I just don't believe that that's the case. I think they've got great equipment, and they've identified maybe, if I were to guess, I would say what they're doing is they are effectively identifying what the weakest pitch is for each pitcher, and that's when we talk about how it's each individually driven, and they've either tweaked it or eliminated it, and then put a higher percentage of usage rate on something that's proven more successful. So rather than going to the well, let's say a guy throws a changeup 8.9% of the time, but the batting average against is 290, which would be incredibly high, obviously. Hey, you know, why am I going to throw a pitch that they're banging around 9% of the time? No. Right. We're going to go either to 0 or 1 or 2% and then identify the slider, the sweeper, the four seam, the two seam, and we're going to bump up the increment that we're deleting from the bad stuff to the good stuff. And in essence, you have a new pitcher.
I said this last year and probably again in the offseason, but I'm going to say it now. And I think it's to me, it's the thing that you would want the most from any team that you root for. The Mets have a very dangerous combination of finances and smarts. They have the resources to go get whatever they need or whatever they want, and they have smarts now with David Stearns running things. Now, the money doesn't necessarily pertain to the rotation because, oddly enough, or their staff, oddly enough, as Lennon points out in the article, the highest paid pitcher right now is Edwin Diaz, who's also had the highest ERA by far on the team.
Yeah.
So the Mets, you know, obviously Manaea would be when he comes
Senga
back.
Senga makes decent money.
Yeah, but he's who'd you say?
Senga.
I think he signed
5 years, 75?
Right, whatever it is, but still not to the level of the, you know, Diaz right now the most, Manaea making a lot, but he's not there. Mm. But it's not like they're investing a lot in their rotation, and yet they have the best staff in Major League Baseball. So their bullpen is loaded. They've got versatility where if certain guys are struggling, they could send them down. The Mets are in a great spot, but it's not just in the money that you spend in the contract for whatever pitcher.
Sure.
It's also the infrastructure that goes in. This is something that's being built up for years.
Yeah.
To where we talked about this years ago, and I'm saying, well, down in the minors, maybe you don't see it yet, but that infrastructure being built up, now you're starting to see the rewards.
Well, again, you know, I mean, I'm buying more and more into this laboratory of philosophy and application. You have to, because the results are just now, it's not a month, it's over a year and a month, and they are taking reclamation projects or spare change, if you will, and they're making them incredibly viable. You got to respect it. You have to. Now, what I find really interesting, I remember saying this to you a week or two ago, maybe a little more. Now, like, we're a year away, roughly, from now seeing blue chippers that they've drafted. Like, these are guys that were on the side of the road, maybe not with plus-plus stuff. But what about the first and the second and the third round picks that the Mets have had now under Stearns,
right,
who are pitchers who they clearly identified as guys that we love? We don't have to save them. We don't have to flip them. We just have to enhance what we already know that they have. Well, now you start getting, I'm not going to say you're going to have a young Dwight Gooden, but now you have the possibility to have a staff like, you know, with a Dwight and a Fernandez, yep, and a Darling and an Aguilera and those young arms that are flame-throwing with plus-plus stuff and the laboratory. That's where it could get lights out, and that's where you beat a team like the Dodgers.
BT and Sal on the fan. Louis on Staten Island. What's up, Louis?
Lou.
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to agree with you guys. It's nice to have the feeling that they're playing great now. I just feel like they could get better. And they have some depth, and even like a Brandon Sprout and Jet Williams who are playing very well.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In the minor leagues? Yeah, I just feel like we could get better.
And I don't think it's just a minor. I think it's broke. But and thanks for the call there, Lou. I don't think that you're wrong. I think that you're right. Appreciate the call there, buddy. But I also think that there's guys on the Major League roster right now who are probably nowhere near their level of production. Vientos is just looking more like Vientos. But in the first 3 weeks, he was a train wreck. He's one guy.
Right, but then you think about, okay, well, is Alonso going to hit 390, whatever it is right now? He's hit, like, he'll come back down a little bit. I understand there is room to grow, which makes it encouraging because you figure, okay, well, certain things are going to even out. If it's the rotation, you know, look, I called it a bad rotation on paper going in. I trusted David Stearns, but on paper going in without Manaea, you're saying it's a bad rotation. It's not only not bad, it's been the best in baseball. Is that going to be sustainable to be the best in baseball? So let's say that levels out even a little bit.
Yep.
Now maybe the other stuff, Soto uptick or Manaea coming back can help level that out.
Nimmo, if you believe
in
it.
Yeah, exactly. But the 10 games over 500, so I can't say that they could be much better. I mean, they've only lost 7 games on the year they played 24. Like, yeah, there's room to grow. There's also room to come back down a little bit, but I think this is where the Mets are going to sit. I really do believe that they are the best team in the division. I believe they're a 100-win team. I felt that way coming into the year, that they were high 90s, 100. I forget the exact prediction, but I think it went over in our over-under totals there.
Yep.
Either way, I mean, they're playing much better than anybody could have expected, and there still is, yeah, there is room to grow.
Yeah, and listen, when I say room to grow, I don't necessarily mean win at a higher rate than they're winning. I mean, right now they're almost 71%. They're tied with the Pods, best record in baseball. I know the Mets fans feeling good. Sorry, you're not going to win 80% of the time this year. Nobody is. But when I say better, what I really mean is deeper and more problematic to pitch to 1 through 9. You know, there's still some dead spots right now. And listen, you're right. I mean, if Pete winds up hitting 280 this year, I think right now Met fans are maybe 285 because he's off to such a sick start. But he's not going to hit 300. That's not going to happen.
Right.
But the threat of Pete, even when he's down and his home run prowess and the ability to do damage is still there. So you still have to pitch him carefully. Even though Juan Soto is hitting 230-something, you still got to navigate that at-bat properly. Lindor's red hot. You know, now he's jumping on first pitches. He's doing damage, hitting home runs, and now he's hitting for the right side. So the stress that the Mets' top three pitchers are putting on opposing pitchers will eventually lead to the benefit of some of the other secondary pieces, like a Vientos, and maybe like a Nimmo, maybe like a McNeil, maybe Acuna's actually hitting pretty well.
Right.
Maybe both catchers when Alvarez gets back. So, again, not that they're going to win more, quote-unquote, but I think they're just going to be a better lineup, 1 through... Oh, they've got a chance to be better, 1 through 9.
Ryan is in Wantagh. What's up, Ryan?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's a Mets world, and we're just living in it.
You ain't kidding, man.
There's a lot of positivity, of course, and I think a lot of it stems, if we go back and rewind before the David Stearns hire, there was an exceptional change in the Mets front office with Billy Epler in play, and maybe it was contingent upon David Stearns taking the job. Remember, at the end of that season, the Mets got rid of their entire player development and analytic departments. You know, that was something probably that was structured before David Stearns would agree to the job. The Mets took a look at a lot of their minor leaguers, and they were underwhelming. And we saw the trades with Scherzer and Verlander and the minor leaguers that were brought in. You know, the Mets had a lot of misfit toys that were drafted before that. Guys that could hit, maybe not run, maybe not field, played out of position. And now you look at the Jet Williams, the Acunas. These are ball players. These are guys that can play every facet of the game.
Well,
it was something that the Mets were missing for such a long period of time.
But those guys, Ryan, are minor leaguers, and thank you for the call. Jet Williams specifically. Now, I love Acuna. He's becoming one of my favorite players because of those things that you just mentioned. I mean, the guy, level swing, hits line drives, gives major league tough at-bats, electric athleticism, defensively, on the base paths, all that stuff, but still got to go out there and prove it. BT, we talked about this in real time as it was happening. The Mets were doing one thing, and Cohen was learning, okay, you want money? Here you go. Give me Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
You know, go out there, give me Verlander. I'll spend the $40 million a year. I want those guys that are proven commodities. It didn't work. They realized it wasn't working. They pivoted, paid those guys to go away, brought in prospects. That was the, to me, turning point in this organization. Once they made that decision in 2003 to acknowledge and be aware of this isn't the way to do it, now, you got to give Billy Epler a little bit of credit as well because he was there leading the way at the time. But Cohen's certainly the one who's writing the check saying, okay, fine, let's pay these guys to go away, bring in some prospects, and change our thinking. And then they hire David Stearns after Epler gets himself in trouble. They hire Stearns, and now it's even on another level because Stearns is as good a president of baseball operations as you could ask.
I think there's been two shifts in philosophy. The first one was literally the day that Cohen bought the team, the shift in philosophy, the old ownership, you know, holding on to nickels, like manhole covers, throwing them around. That's over. I'm gonna spend like a drunken sailor. I'm going to try to buy a championship.
Right.
He quickly learned that that's not the way to go, pivoted, bought a minor league system, and refined his approach. And now there is a really good, and that's the second pivot. Now there's a great balance of player development, the infusion of star players, Soto, and now you got to see where it goes. But you know, listen, you give Cohen credit for changing, I think, how he initially thought this thing was going
to
go.
He had to learn along the way here. And remember, and you got people like us saying spend, fans saying spend. Met fan wanted that for so long.
Yeah, I know.
And there is something to that. You do have to spend, but you have to spend at all levels, and it shouldn't be reckless. Remember, when the Mets signed Carlos Correa, I'm thinking this is the best thing ever. I literally called back. I just got off the overnight, but I'm calling in, or I finished up the evening shift. I called in the overnight because I couldn't believe it happened after I left the air. I'm like, this is the greatest day ever. Now, it turned out that the contract had to be voided because of the injury stuff. But at that time, Cohen still was under the mindset of, I'm going to go spend. This is the final piece. Thank goodness. So it took a little bit of luck as well. Thank goodness.
Always does.
Exactly.
Always does.
You got to be smart. You got to be lucky as well along the way. So that also helped. But that was going into the 2023 year, which things fell apart. And then realizing, okay, this is not the right way. And every time since then, when the Mets have either tried to make a big investment or make a big investment, there's one common thread. Young players, Yamamoto, Sasaki, obviously Juan Soto. Okay, we'll go to whatever the market says we'll go to, but we want the young player. The other two guys that I mentioned did not choose the Mets. Soto did choose the Mets, and it's all coming together. The infrastructure in the minor leagues, the smarts of David Stern in the direction, Cohen learning, and all the resources available to help this team with whatever they need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.